Hello and good morning, you two. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Errol. Good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I got to tell you, the elephant is my totem animal. I study a Native American spirituality, and you guys are spot on when it comes to this story, because the sharing of the stories and loving the family and the history, everything in this book is everything that the elephant really is.
I love that. Thank you so much. For both Lauren and I, it just felt like a natural choice that this should be elephant characters.
Well, and what's really fascinating about this is that it draws more than just children in. This book, in reality, it crosses the generations. And so there must have been something inside both of your hearts that said, we can make this an entire family book.
Completely. I've been talking to Lauren a lot about how this whole book came about, Never Forget Eleanor, came about because I found out that I have the genetic variants that can lead to Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have none, some people have one, which means it won't develop. But people like me, I have two, which leads me to a 51% chance of developing Alzheimer's by the time I reach my 80s. And at first I wasn't super concerned. That's a time that's 45 years away from me. I'm 35 right now. But as time went on, I was processing that more and more, where my life is built on words. I'm an author for a living. And what will happen if I can't remember any of my stories? And then, you know, what will happen if I can't remember my loved ones and my family members? And it just felt like a natural way to process this by writing a picture book about it. I often find that there's a great childlike simplicity in the picture book format. That's not at all to say that it's unsophisticated. But it really helps you just narrow down onto the heart of a matter. And that's really helpful. And it was really helpful for me in something that was really a heavy topic, like Alzheimer's, which inevitably leads to death. That's the only option there is right now. And I wanted to write a story that, even though that is the sad ending, that can still have a feeling of hope. And I wanted that to translate not just to kids, but to parents as well. So I'm so glad that came across to you.
I know that you called it a sad ending, but in my notes here, I go an amazing ending. And I understood that, maybe because I'm an adult, but dealing with the memory, I'm hoping that what it does is it teaches young adults, pick up a pencil or a pen and start writing your own life, your own story, to leave it for those. Because my mother had Alzheimer's. I wish I had this book, because when she started forgetting things, I just thought, what? Come on. And I didn't understand it until the diagnosis, you know, came in.
Interesting.
Definitely.
My father also, Arrow, my father had Alzheimer's, and I loved, when I first read the manuscript Jason June wrote, I loved how I saw my father and Grandma Eleanor, and I was definitely very much the grandson. I was in this book, I was the Elijah character to Grandma Eleanor. And so all of those emotions and feelings came back, and that's why I felt like this is kind of an important book.
Yeah, and you know, Lauren, that explains a lot, because with the illustrating, I mean, those pictures are so emotional, and not, you know, not all illustrations go that route, where you've got to be the happy, you've got to be sad, and you've got to put us in positions of thinking. I mean, the lyrics of the word and the words of the book and the storyline mixes so well with the illustration.
Thank you so much.
Every time I read this, I tell Lauren, it's just it makes me cry every time.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it ends. I know what goes on, but it's specifically because of Lauren's illustrations, where I can feel all of Elijah's emotions. I can feel how connected he is to Grandma Eleanor. I can feel his worry when she starts to forget things.
Yes.
I can feel his fear when she's lost, the sadness when she passes, and that hope at the end. And that's all from the way Lauren is just able to evoke those emotions through the strokes of his paintbrush. You're iconic, Lauren. I can't say it enough.
Well, let me ask you a real person question in the way that, you know, because what I don't want people to do is to judge the book by its cover and say, oh, that's that book about Alzheimer's. No, I want to take this book over to my neighbor who has a 2-year-old son, and I want them to be able to share this story, saying, you know, this is not happening now, but if it does, I want you to have this story.
I love that.
Yeah, Arrow, I love that, because Jason June and I have talked a lot about just the power of not feeling alone, and just knowing that someone else your age as a kid could be going through this with your own grandparent or your own loved one in your life. And that's such a powerful thing. I think that's great.
Well, it's still a great mystery. And it takes books like this to, you know, to create the conversation, because as I was growing up, we didn't have books like this. It was just that one thing you didn't talk about. And so I love the idea that you're planting these seeds.
Thank you so much. You know, I think we do a disservice to kids because we think that some topics are just too heavy and too scary for them to understand. But really, for just about everything, there is a childlike way I hate to use the word appropriate because that can be so subjective and can be used as a way to censor things. But I feel like there's a childlike way to explain the heaviest topics of life because kids are seeing this. And if we say to kids that are noticing that their grandparents or an elderly loved one is forgetting things and act like it's not happening, that is such a confusing mind warp for them. And mm-hmm. It's really not fair to them to act like the life that they're seeing isn't happening. So I'm really honored that Lauren and I get to be a part of these conversations that help show kids, like, yes, what you're seeing about grandma or grandpa or that elderly loved one is happening, but here's how we can talk about it. And it seems scary, but it's going to be okay.
We know that kids, they love books. They also love their little computers. Do you create a website where you can continue the story or create other stories like it?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know that I necessarily have the tools personally to do that, not even just technologically, but in terms of the breadth of knowledge that would be needed to really talk about that. What I love with Never Forget Eleanor is it's a very personal, experience-based story. But I would love if you know, the experts in this field could really help keep branching that out so that kids can see this, because this is just going to become a bigger and bigger issue with the millions of people that are projected to develop Alzheimer's or dementia.
This can't be the only time you two are going to work together. There's no way. This has to be the beginning of Lennon and McCartney or Jagger and Richards.
I would love to work with Lauren forever and ever and ever and ever.
Jason June, I'll be the Keith Richards to your Mick Jagger any day.
Perfect. Oh my God, that's the best Valentine I've gotten all year.
No, but it's a good point, Arrow, because a lot of times, and if a picture book is written by separate people, like an author and a separate illustrator, then sometimes they don't have that much of a relationship, and oftentimes they never even meet. So yeah, Jason June and I have connected on this very human experience that is sad, and the disease of Alzheimer's. And I do feel like it'd be wonderful to work together on another project down the road.
It's just magical. Where can people go to find out more information about the two of you? Because, I mean, really, I mean, they're going to want to know who you are, because you've made it already available to them by sharing conversations with people across the country. Now they want to know more about your history and where you're growing.
I love that. Well, my website is heyjasonjune.com, and you can find me on Instagram or TikTok at heyjasonjune. And then to get the book, you can find it wherever books are sold: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite local indie. That's my preferred method of shopping.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. I'm on, I have a website, laurenlong.com, L-O-R-E-N, long.com. And I'm also on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
And isn't that amazing how the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook and stuff has really connected, you know, readers and people who just love stories together with their favorite artists? When we were kids, it was just something we got in the Weekly Reader. But now, I mean, it's like you guys are just so physically there.
It really is cool. Yeah. I remember when the Scholastic Book Fair would come around when I was a kid and finding my favorite authors like K.A. Applegate, and just the only option we had was writing a handwritten letter and hoping something back. But now it's like we can have that direct message, interaction, emails, DMs. It's really magical.
Oh, my God. Please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for the two of you.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you
mean so much to us.
You bet. You be brilliant today, the two of you, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Arrow.
Back at you, Arrow. Keep up the brilliance.
Oh, thank you.